We need to get the latest from John Taylor at Stern, AG & Leach at 820 South 21st Street as we start the week. Good morning, John.
Good morning. The markets are nervous again this morning, and guess what? They're nervous about the debt deal that can't seem to reach a compromise, and it appears that over the weekend that the parties walked away again, and absolutely no compromise, and here we are individually and corporately and as a nation, and the market's held hostage by all of this. One thing we need to keep our eyes on is that even if Congress comes up with some sort of a compromise that the president will agree to avoid the debt ceiling crisis meltdown on August the 2nd, which is not very far away if you look at your calendar. The other thing is the AAA credit rating is still at risk. If you listen to the guys at PIMCO, they run the largest bond fund in the world. They say that, of course, that even if it is reached, that there's been perhaps irreparable damage done to the reputation of the United States, and the AAA credit rating is in jeopardy. But if you look at the markets, treasuries are still trading in a fairly narrow range. The markets still believe that there's going to be some sort of a compromise, an agreement reached before the 2nd of August. On the unemployment front, we saw some numbers that came out Friday related to, we know that the national unemployment rate ticked up recently to 9.2% in Arkansas. It also ticked up. It ticked up to 8.1%. Now, you may take some consolation in knowing that that's below the national average, but how about this? It reached the highest level in June of this year, the highest level that we've seen ever, a record high. 109,000 Arkansans out of work, and it's the even though it's below the national average, it's still the highest level that we've seen since the crisis began, the financial crisis back in 2008. One company that reported earnings this morning that might give us some insight into what's happening, and that's Kimberly-Clark. Of course, they're a huge consumer products group. They make everything from Kleenex to Huggies. Earnings were $1.03 a share. Now, that's well below the earnings last year of $1.20, below what Wall Street expected of $1.14 a share. And even though their revenue was up 8%, which was above Wall Street expectations, of course, the profits were down. They blame higher commodity costs, which is code word for inflation, and also higher taxes. And more news about China. General Electric announces over the weekend that they're moving their global headquarters of their X-ray division from the United States, from Wisconsin specifically, to China, so they can continue to develop products over there. They say they've already hired over 100 engineers in their center there in China. They intend to continue to develop products over there and to market them not just to China but to other emerging markets. They also alluded to the fact that there might be an opportunity to move other GE healthcare units to China and perhaps other units also. This is the first major unit of what's probably remaining is the largest U.S. conglomerate to announce they're moving part of their of that to China. And you wonder about the kind of economy and the kind of culture they're moving to. I'm sure you've been following this story about the U.S. woman who was living in China that discovered some fake Apple stores.
Yeah.
And they were fake all the way down to the winding staircase and the fact that the staffs were wearing blue T-shirts with the Apple logo on it. Not only were they selling fake Apple products, but the employees even thought they were such great fake stores that the employees even thought they were working for Apple. Well, after she posted those pictures on her blog, the Chinese government decided to investigate it, and they say that they've ordered two of those five fake stores to suspend business until they complete their investigation. This shows once again, and Microsoft and other companies continue to talk about the massive amount of money that they're losing in China because of pirated and fake products, and yet GE and other companies continue to move parts of their business and headquarters to that type of culture.
Makes you wonder, but we'll really wonder and hope tomorrow you'll have some news for us on this budget deal that hopefully is going to come eventually and quickly.
Well, we hope so, but you know, it reminds me of two teenagers with their hot rods playing chicken on a country road.
Yep. Yeah, very dangerous. Well, thank you, sir.
Thank you.
That's John Taylor of Stern, AG & Leach, 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith. He knows the importance of good credit. He can help keep yours good, even if the nation has some problems with it. Talk to John. He'll give you some ideas on how to increase your holdings or give you some advice on what you're thinking about. Just give him a call, 782-2527, 782-2527. Or, of course, you can email John at johntaylor@sternag.com.